Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey Von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Sweet Sweet Garbage. We're back. Ooh, yay.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. But we were like, we're ready to get into it. And we're actually going to be doing a new thing now where we are doing our months by actors. And I can already tell that I like this way more than trying to do like a theme kind of. So yeah, this is going to be like a new way that we're going to do it. And this month we are doing Freddie Prinze Jr. Oh. Everybody's cute 90s boyfriend. Yes. And he's so adorable in this movie. And we are going to be talking about 2001's Head Over Heels. Yeah, Bailey, do you want to go into a little synopsis of it?
Yeah, so the synopses on IMDb are fantastic. So the quick short one is literally, a young woman is attracted to a man despite her thinking she's seen him kill someone. Like, that hits some of the points.
I mean, it's, yeah, no, I mean, that is the movie.
Oh my god, but I think my favorite might be this. Amanda has not had the best luck with men. Recently, she went home and found her quote-unquote, boyfriend with another woman with. And also the boyfriend is Timothy Olyphant, but anyways. She moves out and moves in with four models who are not just modeling, but they're also partying. She also bumps into a guy named Jim who she's attracted to, but is unwilling to pursue out of fear that he will either dump her for someone better or has some quirk. And it doesn't help that his apartment is right across from her and she spends her time staring at him. When he asks her out, she decides to take a chance. But one night while watching him, she sees him kill someone. She then calls the police, who cannot find anything. She decides to follow him to find out that what he did with the body. That's literally somebody's
room. Wow, like, that's a synopsis? I mean, that is most of the movie.
But then that's just like a little bit of it, though. Yeah. Like, it doesn't...
No, it stops in the middle of the movie, basically.
Yeah, which is kind of hilarious.
It's like, well, they want you to, you know, they're hooking you in, and then they want you to see the movie.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I saw this movie when I was, like, probably 11 or 12.
Yeah, I saw it forever ago, too.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen it in forever, but, like, this movie holds up. It's very adorable.
Yes.
There's some parts that are, like, a little cringe, but, like, I really liked this movie. I was surprised by how much I still liked it.
Yes, that was the thing, because, like, I've seen movies that were made in the early 2000s. Bringing Down the House is a perfect example of how racist a movie actually is. When back in 2002, like, really weren't aware of how racist it was, and now you watch it, like, 20 years later, and you're like, holy shit.
And we were kids, too, so we, like, wouldn't have, like, gotten a grasp of it, really.
Yeah, and now you're like, that whole movie's cringy. Whereas this movie, it has its moments of, like, I forgot there was, like, moments of, like, some toilet bowl humor.
Yeah.
Like, two pretty substantial, like, shit moments. Like, that, yeah. Like, that you could have done without. But, like, it has a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I don't necessarily think I agree with that because, like,
no.
This movie's, like, heartwarming.
No, like, this is, like, a solid, like, C movie that, like, I like more than I probably should.
Yeah.
Like, C, like... Yeah, C minus, like, around the board, but, like, A for effort, A for heart, A for, like, these hot people that, like, I just want to hang out with. These models are so pretty, but also, like, so nice.
Yes.
They just want to hang out with her, even though they think she's, like, nerdy.
Yeah, they, like, include her on their, like...
Sugar daddy.
Yeah,
stuff.
My favorite thing is they, like, post a list outside of their apartment with, like, the men that want to take them out to dinner. But then the best part about it is it just becomes a girls' night and the men just stand by the bar and fight over who's going to pay for the bill. Oh, but none of them actually take them out. They're just there with their girlfriends, like, drinking and eating.
It's
It's so awesome.
I mean, that is the dream. That yes. is the absolute dream.
And then they invite Amanda along on it. Like, they like, yeah, they're, like, way nice. You think yeah. that they would be, like
bitchy.
Yeah.
But no, they're really, like, awesome people.
Yeah. And, like, the whole reason that they need a roommate is, like, it's this beautiful, like, New York City apartment. And, like, Amanda walks in and she's like, what do you guys need, like, a roommate for? And they're like, oh, yeah, we get to live here for free. We just want pin money, so like you give us $500 to sleep in the closet.
Yeah, well, how many girls is it 4 or 5?
There were 4, I think.
So yeah. So that's like $100 a month.
I know,
I guess, like if you think about it, because they have all these people. That's yeah. But that's like they're paying for their coffee, I guess.
Yeah, they have like no, so yeah, and like $500 a month, even though it is literally like a closet, and this is 20 years ago, I would pay $500 to live in the closet of that apartment and yeah. use all the amenities there, and then have those supermodels just want to like hang out with you all right. the time. Like
we never actually see her in her room either. No. She's always just like in the living room. Mm-hmm. She sleeps there.
Yeah, she's watching, because you find out that like yeah. Jim lives across the alleyway, pretty much.
Yeah, like, so that's Freddie Prinze Jr., and, like, they meet cute, where, mm-hmm. like, his dog keeps, like, is, like, humping
completely
her.
Completely molesting the yeah, shit like, out of her.
Yeah, like, literally having sex with her. It's crazy.
Yeah, and, like, aggressively, it's, like, a Great Dane. So
you know,
like,
it's the biggest fucking dog you've ever seen. I literally turned to Bailey and was like, this is a horse.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know why you would own this dog in New York City.
No, because, like, it should be in, like, a place where there's a yard. Yeah. And, like, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, and, of course, the Dane's name is Hamlet, so that's cute.
Yeah, that is cute. Know?
And then she has that moment where she's like, oh, a Great Dane, Hamlet. I love that. And he's yeah. like, I do too.
Yeah. Ah. And we're like, oh, so he's cute and smart.
Yeah.
Love it. Or literary anyway.
Yes, he's well read. yeah. And she just fumbles every time she's around him.
Yeah, yeah. She is very awkward. It's cute though.
Oh, it's so cute. My favorite line in like the whole movie is like, she tells him, she's like, I got the runs. I got a run. And then, like, she turns away and she says to herself, she's like, I got the runs?
So good.
Like, low-key, like, the acting is, like, good.
Wouldn't you be that nervous around 2001 Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah.
I don't even think I'd be able to string a sentence together.
Yeah, let alone be, like, actually have something that is coherent.
Right, yeah. Right.
But,
But, like, her whole thing, though, is that, like, she jumps into these relationships, mm-hmm. and then she inevitably gets left. Like, it starts off with a montage of, like, her in, like, second grade with her yeah. boyfriend who, like, breaks up with her for a girl.
With, like, boobs.
Yeah. But then, and then in high school, her boyfriend leaves her for a guy. Because it is funny, because, like, the one they have for that one scene where she's in high school, I was like,
so
she's
pretty.
So pretty.
Yeah.
And I was just like, who's gonna leave you? That's
and then
wild.
You're like, oh.
Oh, okay.
You're like, okay, all right.
All right.
You're like, that's the only way this would have worked. Like, right. You know?
But what is funny, too, is that, like, they all say the same thing. They're like, it's not what it looks like. Because she always, yeah. like, walks in on them, like, kissing.
Yeah. It's not what it looks like. But then, literally, Timothy Olyphant's being, like, ridden by a supermodel. Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's not what it looks like. Also, Timothy Olyphant,
what line? He
literally is not in this movie, but is somehow, like, why did you cast Timothy Olyphant? And I was saying to Jenna, it's like, he had already been in Scream 2 at this point, so it's not like, you know, we haven't gotten, like, you know, Timothy Olyphant of, like, Justified yet, but, like, he had substantial roles in movies.
I wonder, too, like, maybe if, like, he had a bigger part, and maybe it got cut out.
It could have, because it was so strange that it's just, like, Timothy Olyphant.
Just one line. Literally, like, it's not what it looks like.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, what? Yeah, so, yeah, you're right, she sort of, like, pours all of her frustrations and everything into her work. So she turns, like, everything into her work. Which, like, Jenna and I were talking about. We're like, this isn't a problem. And she gets chastised by, like, these three old women and then this, like, hipster lesbian that she works with.
Love it.
And that's, like, it. It's, like, literally them in this basement of the Met. And these, like, three old women, like, constantly criticize her.
Yeah. Well, one of them, which I noticed last night, I had never noticed it before, one of them is, like, they talk about how, like, promiscuous she is.
Oh, yeah, she's, like, banging the guy.
The boss. Yeah. The boss, yeah. And it's, like, really good. And it's funny, because it's also, like, yeah, hell yeah, let's have, like, 80-year-old women just, like...
taking control of their sexuality. Hell yeah. I love it.
But then, so that was something I was talking to you about yesterday, where I was, like, I kind of think it would have been better if, like... I don't know. Maybe if she had been, like, instead of being, like, oh, someone who, like, jumps into relationships so much, if it had been someone who is, like, very casual about relationships and then, like, really starts to like this guy and is just like, oh, shit, like, do you think he's the one? Like, that's crazy, right? And then, but then there's this thing introduced where it's like, oh, shit, he might have killed somebody.
Yes, then it becomes, like, Rear Window.
Yeah, because, like, it is, and it's never really addressed, but, like, it is creepy how much this bitch looks in his window.
Oh, the whole time, and knows, like, everything about him, and they all, I love how, like, my favorite thing is, like, they all watch him exercise, like, all of them, and they have, like, binoculars, and they take pictures. Yeah. It's such, like, an invasion of privacy.
It's crazy. Like, if he ever saw those pictures.
Right? Like, yeah, because one of the, like, one of the models is, like, also a really good photographer, so she's just, like, literally...
I mean, the pictures are really
good. Oh, my God, yeah, I'm not saying that I, too, wouldn't be sneaking a peek at Mr. Prince Jr.
But I would not, I probably wouldn't take pictures.
I also maybe wouldn't do it as much, like Jenna said, she, like, sleeps on, like, the chaise lounge.
Yeah, like, it's a little obsessive.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, you never really see her in the room, like, does she live in the room? Probably not. Like, yeah, everybody...
she might just, like, keep her clothes in there, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, and they all just hang out in the... I mean, it's the apartment's beautiful. I, too, would just hang out in living room if I could, too, you know?
Yeah. No, it's true. But, I will say, Freddie Prinze Jr. in this movie, he's so charming.
Yeah, he is so good at that. Like, that is
his... and he's just, like, adorable. Like, he never seems cocky, which...
No, he never does in anything. Like, he always, like... I feel like he's probably a really nice guy because... I don't know if you could act that much of a nice guy without, like, kind of being one, too.
Yeah,
like, he's just so effortless in that.
Yeah. Just, like, very charismatic, very, like, very charming. Mm-hmm. Even, like, in She's All That, like, when he's, like, being kind of a dick, like, he's not really a dick.
No, he's really not. He's, like, and, like, in She's All That, he's kind of like, I'm so misunderstood. Like, I'm the misunderstood, smart, popular guy that plays soccer.
Like, it's like, aw, that's cute. Yeah. I love that for you, Freddie. But, yeah, so, oh, and I guess I didn't realize this the first time I'd seen it, but, like, he is supposed to be, like, in fashion as well. He's, like, a fashion exec?
Something like that. Like, a really young, hot fashion executive. And then there's the moment where they, like, sneak into his party.
Yeah.
And he's, like, uber douche. And there's moments where, like, everything he says makes Amanda cringe. But we all cringe, too.
Yeah.
So, it, like, it's spot on. That, like, everything he's saying... we're supposed to know is disgusting. And he, like, hates him. He's, like, she finds him in the stairway later, and he comes out and is like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, I hate, like, being like this or something. And then, of course, she swoons. And again, there's some, like, really top-notch physical comedy in this.
Yes.
Like, her pratfall down those stairs... so good.
Yeah, no, like, Monica Potter, like, hit all of, like, the physical comedy notes, like, immaculately.
Yeah,
in this movie.
She was so good.
Yeah.
And, like, I've never really, like, been a huge Monica Potter fan. We saw that movie for
Long Came a Spider. Love Long Came
a Spider. Yeah, I saw that for the first time. I'm like, oh, I liked that. I did not care for Parenthood.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Parenthood
fan either. It was a little schmaltzy. But, like, she looks really good when she cries. She's a very pretty crier.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's great. Good for you.
A plus.
And also, though, I'd seen her in, like, an episode of The Prophet where, like, she does not look good in that episode. Like, like, as a person, she does not, like, she does not seem like someone you want to hang with.
Why would you ever, like, allow that to come out into, like, the open? If you are like, oh, yeah, maybe I'm not the best in this.
Well, and, like, it was a little weird because, like, that whole show is about how he, like, gives money to businesses. Yeah,
to help them.
And so, like, I felt like it was a little, like, weird and cringe to, like, have it be someone who's, like, clearly done well for themselves. Like, I don't know what her money situation is, but, like...
pretty good. Like, NBC hit television show for, like, what, like, 6 years? I'd say she's okay.
For a while. Yeah. And, like, was movie star for, like, the better half of, like, the 2000s, early 2000s. Yeah.
She has billing over Freddie Prinze Jr. in this. I mean, she should, because she's the lead of the movie anyways, but sometimes that doesn't always happen.
No, it's
true.
But
she does. She has, like, first on the call sheet. She has top billing in this movie, you know?
Exactly. But, but so she's really good. And in that scene, like, there's this scene where she, like, turns just around.
Right down the stairs.
She sees him, freaks out, and then, like, somersaults down the goddamn stairs.
And the next scene you see her, she has, like, an ice pack on her leg.
Like, on her knees. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that she does this thing where she, what is it? Oh, it's like where she, like, when she gets really excited about a painting, she gets weak in the knees.
Yes.
But then, of course, the first time she, like, sees him, like, her knees buckle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so romantic. Yes. So cute.
But there are moments where it's like she sees him, like, literally bash a woman's head in with a baseball bat, but nobody else sees it because the models were in the midst of a wardrobe change.
Yes.
And the only one that's left with her is Candy, who is this model who her agency is telling her there's, like, so many problems with her. So,
even,
like,
she's beautiful.
Of course she's gorgeous, but you see her, like, she's had her ears taped back.
Yeah.
She does her neck. Well, in this scene, she was having her eyes done.
Yeah.
So the only person present with her had their eyes literally, like, sewn shut.
Yeah.
So she's the only person that witnesses this. Calls the police.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the cop is the biggest asshole.
Biggest douchebag. Yeah. Biggest jerk. Mm-mm. I was like, damn, dude, relax.
Like, such an asshole. Like, it was so rude to them just for, like, being models, too. At one point, she's, like, gets pissed at him. She's like, can I have your badge number? And he's like, it's right here, if you can count that high.
Yeah.
And
I was
ooh. What the shit?
I was like, you need to get your ass beat. Like, this is wild.
Yeah. It was crazy.
She thinks that she's seen this murder,
mm-hmm.
but then, like, still is, like, into him. And honestly, that premise is brilliant. Because literally, I would be in the same boat. I'd be like, fuck, dude, I might be in love with you.
Yeah.
And you've probably killed someone.
And then, so she, like, investigates him because she's still agreed to go out on a date with him, but, like, wants to, like, make sure. So, one of the better scenes is they're like, all right, we gotta break into his apartment. So they all break into his apartment, but how they break into the apartment is they're like, we have to have security, like, let us in. So we're going to bribe them and we're going to use our womanly ways. Well, it turns out that the security guard isn't into the womanly ways, but instead is into their dresses.
Yeah.
So they start paying him off in dresses to get into Jim's apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they get up there, and of course, Jim comes home.
Yes.
And Amanda hides in plain sight under the desk. Is the best.
It's
like,
crazy.
If he had just turned, he would have seen her.
Literally. Like,
but the other, so they leave one of the models behind to be the lookout. She's just a terrible lookout.
Yeah.
And then the three others, like, huddle in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And he goes in and takes a poop.
Yes,
he does. So that's poop joke number one.
Poop joke number one. Literally, yes. Mm-hmm. And, I would say, like, if it had just been that one, probably would have been fine. It's, like, whatever. It's a little cringe. Whatever.
But there's another one.
But then, there's
because
two.
Because these models are awesome, and then they then decide when Amanda's like, oh, no, he isn't a murderer, because she follows him out to the middle of course, she also stupidly is following him out into the middle of nowhere thinking that he's a murderer. But anyways, does so only to find out that, like, the bag that he had wasn't the dead body.
Right.
What a shock.
Yeah.
It's like he's coaching, like, a little league team.
Yes.
So now she's like, oh my God, I have to go out with him. He's so sweet. So these models, like, show up to, like, protect her on this date, which is incredible. And by the way, at one point, Jenna was like, I think they've known each other for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I was like, this is so nice.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh no, oh no, like, they're coming, we have to hide. So they go into the bathroom, and then these men come into the bathroom, and they're like...
Plumbers, I guess.
And they're like plunging the toilet. Well, they plunge the toilet, and then the toilet that they're all standing on backs up, and shit goes everywhere. Yeah. Like, it made no sense.
No, it was very, like, it was weird, because then, like, nothing really comes of that. They go back to the,
they go back to their place. Like 3 days. Yeah. And don't go out. They have, like, the men that, like, are all waiting outside. They're like, oh, no, the list has been canceled for tonight.
Yeah.
Because they literally.
Are traumatized.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they're just like, so they're on this date, though, Amanda and Jim. Mm-hmm. And they go back to his place. And, like, they start to, like, hook up. And so then they're just, like, watching.
Yeah, they're watching them, like, have sex.
Yeah, in the living room. Yeah. Everybody just hangs out in their living rooms in this movie. But again, like you said, like, they're such nice apartments that kind of makes sense.
You're like, ah, yes, I will blow you in the living room, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. Like, and, like, the way they like, show that, like, or not show, but, like, basically imply that she's giving him a blowjob is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, no.
For a PG-13 movie where literally he's just, like, he's sitting there. And, like, he, like, he says something, like, he's just like, I'm starting a new religion. It's called Amandaism. And then she kind of, like, sits up, and you're like, what?
Yeah, you're like,
amazing. Love it. Again, probably would have been, like, cool if it had just been, like, someone who was, like, a little bit more promiscuous.
Yeah. Yeah, she seems to, like, know what she's doing, which I also find hilarious that all these men are just...
Like, she's, like, really good at blowjobs and, like, can't keep a boyfriend. Yeah. It seems sus. Yeah. It seems...
It, like I said, if she was just sluttier. But, like, I don't know if the slutty angle then works for the awkward angle, because they really try to, like, awkwardness. Yeah. So I don't...
But,
I
like,
mean,
maybe it's because it's the first time she's, like...
In love. Yeah,
like,
that you can be, like...
Like, we see her be smooth with, like, every other man, but, like, she just, like, is like, ass over elbows with Freddie Prinze Jr.
That would work.
Honestly, I'm gonna figure out... I'm gonna have to, like, come up with an entirely, like,
I'm just
gonna make a different movie with this premise.
Right? So she then, like, trusts him, and then they're gonna go away for, like, the weekend.
Which seems a little fast.
Very fast.
I mean, even if you didn't think
he was a murderer, you're like, oh, I'm immediately, like, we've been on one date, and then, oh, I'm gonna go away this weekend.
Yeah.
But then she, like, finds a news article, but we were like, what was really suspect was that she trusted the New York Post.
Yeah, it was really weird. I was like, everybody, even we know, well, I know that. Yeah. And, like, I've never, like, I'm not from the East Coast. And even I know, like, the New York Post is basically, like, the National Enquirer, right?
Yeah. Like, it's not trash, like, bag. It's pretty trashy, but it's not, like... A little more reputable than the Enquirer. They're not, like, aliens having sex with humans and having alien
babies.
Well,
like, I thought maybe more like, I don't know, like, Us Weekly, maybe, then?
Yeah, or, I mean, it's just not as reputable as, like, the New York Times or something, let's say.
Well,
so
sure.
She goes over and, like, she's, like, holds the New York Post up and is, like, the body of the, what was it, like, they still can't find that girl that he murdered, right?
Murdered, yes.
Quote-unquote murdered. So now she, like, she just busts in on him, and he's talking to, also, I love how she doesn't catch on to, like, the guy. So earlier, there's a gentleman who is trying to have her restore a painting. Well, it turns out this gentleman is, like, what, Russian mafia?
Yeah.
So, but she just, like, is so focused on Jim that she just doesn't notice that the guy's there. And then she's like, wait, how do you two know each other? And it's like, how do you know each other? And then the guy pulls out a gun and, like, shit hat, like, all,
like, and then chaos ensues. Yeah. Yeah. But then, like, this is when... Basically, Freddie Prinze Jr. comes clean to her and is like, listen, well, first of all, you kind of fucked this up for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm undercover, and I had to make it look like I killed that girl, because, like, to, like, get them to, him to trust me.
Yeah.
And, like, so this is big bomb that's, like, dropped on her, and she's like, what? And then we do find out that, so Jim Winston is not his name, and she kind of freaks out about that.
Yeah, I slept, like, with a man, I don't even know his name.
It's like, honestly, kind of hot.
Yeah.
Love that for him. And her. Mm-hmm. But, so they, It's something comes about though where it's like they're trying to figure out what he's like smuggling.
Yes.
And at first they're like, oh, maybe it's the paintings, but it's not that.
Yeah, or the dresses. And then one of them is like, it's the place that he's from. And one of the models, because of course they take the models like from the house. So they've all been kidnapped.
Yeah.
They're all like tied to these dresses. And it's like, well, we know the only thing that's made in blah, blah, blah is diamonds. And then Freddie Prinze Jr. like bites into one of the dresses and like realizes that like these are all diamond encrusted. And what they're doing is that's how they're smuggling the diamonds. And then they take the diamonds off and they put like CZ on it.
Right.
And like send the dresses out, you know? And, exactly. I think one of my favorite lines is though, he like rips off one of the sleeves of the dresses and he's like, oh, this is for evidence. And the model rips off one sleeve and she's like, tennis bracelet.
Yeah. So cute. Love it. I'm telling you guys, this movie, delightful. Mm-hmm. It's a very delightful movie.
Oh, it totally is. It's like, and then there's some like great physical comedy in it. Like, it does have, like, there's moments that's, like, things are a little muddled, but, like, it has a pretty good message. It has the female empowerment. It has, like, don't judge a book by its cover. These women are more than just pretty faces. Like, there's even the line where they were like, oh, one of them, it's like, oh, yeah, like, she has a degree from Stanford. And it's like, oh, why didn't you do with anything? Like, it's like, well, have you seen me?
Yeah. Like, I'm and so it's like, yeah. I just, you know.
I am smart, but, like, I don't need to be.
Yeah, exactly. That always reminds me of that, like, line in Grey's Anatomy when, like, Christina is talking to Katherine Heigl's character. And she's just like, God, if I looked like you, I wouldn't know how to read. Yeah. I would be so dumb and beautiful with boobs.
Right.
And I was like, honestly, true. Like, that's a fact. I wouldn't know how to do anything if I was that
Let alone being, like, a surgeon. So, like, these women, like, understand who they are and they have agency, even though they are, like, the models that people are, like, judging them for being, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then, too, like, the thing with, like, Freddie Prinze Jr., again, like, there's that whole, like, thing with him, like, don't judge a book by its cover. It's like, actually, he is, and again, so we find out, I mentioned it before, that his name is not actually Jim Winston. He actually ends up with, like, one of the worst names
of
all time. Of like, I was talking about how good of a name Jim Winston is.
Yeah.
Like, that's a solid name. But it turns out his name is Bob Smoots.
Like, Smoots, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, man, you're lucky you're hot.
Yeah, because it's so bad.
Like, it is not good.
Oh, it's so bad.
But, so they are basically able to, like, crack the case. They, mm-hmm. like, you know, they save the day.
Yeah, the best is, though, they just hop into a random limo, and it turns out that it's, like, this giant fashion designer.
Yes.
And that, like, five of his models have just canceled on him, and then they were like, you need models? And he's like, yes, what have I been saying? And then, like, the Russian one is like, well, what do we look like?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're models, you know?
Yeah.
So, and
so
then
they just get to be in the show.
Yeah. They're in the show, but then they see, like, everything happens, they like attack the bad guy who all is at the show.
Yeah.
But then everything just gets like, instead of it's like, oh, you've ruined my show, it's like, leave it to Alfredo to have the most like amazing show, bringing dancer in. So now like Alfredo looks like a genius.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But yeah, no, so they save the day, it's all good, but then, you know, Bob, a.k.a. Jim Winston. Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep calling him Jim Winston. It's a better name.
It is a way better name.
He basically is like, hey, so, like, I think we should, like, go out. Like, mm-hmm. where everything's, like, you know.
Everything's fine.
Like, yeah, right? Yeah. And she's just like, no, you know, I can't. And, like, is, like, very much, like, puts the brakes on it. Is like, no, I don't want to see you anymore. Like, I, you know. He basically is just like, listen, I'm trying not to like look at red flags anymore.
Yeah,
or like
yeah.
I'm trying to like see red flags. So she leaves him and it's like kind of devastating, not gonna lie.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Yeah, and like she goes back to work and like we see that she like the thing that she had been like as an art conservator or whatever it is she does.
Restoring an old painting, but she actually had to fill in a face.
Yeah. And so she puts Freddie Prinze Jr.'s face on this, like, old ass painting.
It looks a little out of place.
It does look a little bit, for sure. Yeah. Like, but I will say the drawing of his face, like, it looked immaculate.
Oh, yeah. It looked, it was a, whoever drew that, incredible.
But, like, it is funny. Like, it did not, does not fit in this, like, Roman painting or whatever it is.
Yeah. But then they're able to have, like, their second meet cute because Hamlet, once again, sexually assaults her.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of dog rape in this. Yeah. It's wild how much there is.
And then he's like, hi, I'm Bob. It's like, well, hi, I'm Amanda. And then they have their moment again. And
yeah.
And they, like, go back to his apartment, and she remembers to close the blinds this time.
Yeah, they kiss, and this time his knees give out. Yeah. So that means he's in love.
Oh, it's so cute.
It is. It's adorable. Guys, it's, I'm not into romantic comedies, but this one, I like it.
Like, that's the thing with when it comes to, like, you know, when you, the critics, it's like, yeah, are there problems with this? Sure. But, like, is this also a delight? For an hour and a half?
Yeah.
It's, like, super delightful. It feels very 2001, especially with the fashion. It's a pre-9/11. Like, the movie was not just shot, but, like, came out in pre-September of 2001.
Yeah, it came out in February of 2001.
So they shot probably over, like, the summer of 2000 in New York. So everything feels very, like,
nobody Body has duh. Cell phones. Like, yeah.
Or they have
still...
very, the chunky cell
Yeah,
phones.
They've got, like, the fat ones.
Yeah, like, the very chunky cell phones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The 2000s.
So, yeah. Would you say, I don't really know if there's a batshit moment.
I don't think so, because this movie's really not batshit.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
Like I would say, like the through line is a little batshit. Like, the idea that she is just, like, casually stalking this
man.
No,
totally.
Even, like, before she thinks he's, like, murdered someone.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. I'm on board.
Yeah, and that the entire apartment is on board with, like, literally
with, like,
stalking.
A little casual stalking.
Yeah, they're all into it. They're all into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no, like, outlandish moment. Maybe the shit scenes, but, like,
but that's more just, like, why are these here?
Yeah, like, this movie could have functioned very well without them. I don't know, was, like, the 2000s into shit jokes?
Kind of. I don't know. I will say the cultural landscape in the very early 2000s is, like, a little barren.
Yeah, so not really necessarily, like, you could have done without those scenes very much. And it would have been as good.
Yeah. Exactly.
True. Yeah. Where would you put it on a garbage?
I mean, I would say this is like sweet garbage.
Yeah.
Like, this is like this is a delightful, like, trashy movie.
This is like the epitome of, like, what we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
For, I feel like this movie
sometimes
is perfectly that.
Yeah. It was like, oh, we had a good time. We were drinking wine. Honestly, though, I do think we are going to have to introduce that aspect into some of the movies we watch.
Yeah.
Although, like, I will say, now that we're, like, focusing on actors, I feel like the movies aren't, like, they aren't going to be, like, as, like, some of the lows we've experienced have been low.
Yeah, they're not going to necessarily be really, and, like, the next two that we're going to do for Freddy is we're going to do She's All That and I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I love both of those movies, you know? People can say that She's All That is problematic. It's not. It's really not.
Also, like, too, like, listen, sometimes things are problematic, and it's fine. I mean, you know, whatever.
I mean, there's the whole, like, idea of glasses and a ponytail make you ugly, which is the hilarity of that. And that when you, like, cut your hair and take your glasses off, you're suddenly,
yeah,
like,
yeah, because she looks, I mean, Rachel Lee Cook looks really cute with glasses.
Yeah, like,
it's very
was,
silly.
So, like, that was always the funny thing about that movie was that, like, she was somehow the outcast. It's like, there's literally nothing really, like, oh, she's into art and she has glasses and a ponytail.
Yeah,
oh.
Is she supposed to be poor?
It, not even poor. Like, her dad owns a, it, once again, it's kind of like, it's the idea of in Summer Catch that his dad owns, like, a pool and landscaping business. Literally, her father owns a pool business, has a really nice house and a really nice pool in the backyard. It's not the uber rich,
right?
Like Taylor Vaughn's character is, but it's a working class man who owns a business.
Wealthy enough.
Like, you know, so that's
so
the,
funny.
You know, it's like, okay. Not poor.
And she's not really awkward either, from
no,
what I remember.
Not really. So it's like, that's so, it's like, those movies are, like, that's where the problem lies within some movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that was like the late 90s, early 2000s, where these things were sort of done a lot. Yeah. So, like, this movie feels dated. Like, you know, Head Over Heels feels dated in like, the certain aspects of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we weren't like, oh, my God, this movie is racist. Or, oh, my God, this movie is sexist. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's actually for, like, the for what it is, it's, like, actually pretty progressive. Which is cool. I was, like, surprised by that. Because I wasn't expecting it.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but again, yeah, this is sweet garbage.
Yeah.
Everybody, go watch this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's hard not to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, had a good time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thanks, guys. I'm glad we're back. This was super fun.
It was good
literally
to be back.
Us watching that movie last night, I was like, yay, we're back, baby.
Yeah. and I think Freddie is a good first guy to start in on, because he's done some interesting... I mean, he has, like, a very longer filmography, but, like, we were like, oh, we're gonna do this one on Valentine's Day, so we only really have, like, room this month for three, but maybe we can do, like, Freddy Part 2.
Yeah,
eventually.
I mean, I would love to. He has such good movies. Yeah. But, yeah. And, yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Hope you're all having a good time, whether it's a Valentine or a Palentine.
Absolutely. Or a Galentine.
Or a Galentine.
Like Parks and Rec. So, yeah, just like us, review us, subscribe to us, all that good stuff.
Reach out and DM us on Instagram or Twitter if you have any, like, either suggestions for movies or... anything, just let us know. We love doing this for you guys.
Yeah, and then we'll be back next time with I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Woo! Bye!
See you guys.
Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.